was the old Victorian preacher called Charles Spurgeon who described Christmas, what happened at Christmas, as the infinite has become infant. Okay, the infinite has become infant. Basically meaning God has taken on human flesh, born as a child, and has shown us what God the Father is like. Now, as I said, no doubt many of you this morning, your minds will be buzzing right now because you'll be thinking about lots of different things. You'll be thinking about the presents you've yet to open, or you'll be thinking about the presents you've already opened and you want to get back and play with. That's this if you're a kid. And you want to enjoy those. Perhaps you're already thinking about the food. You're thinking, this could be for two camps here, preparing the food or eating the food. Or it could be both, actually. There'll be some of you here, you're just thinking about having a rest. You're thinking about getting back, watching something on TV and just relaxing. And there'll no doubt be some of you be thinking about entertaining family and all that that entails. But also, actually, on a more serious note, there'll be some of you here, you'll be thinking about loved ones you'd have liked to spend Christmas with but are unable to. Perhaps there'll be some people here who have lost friends and family over the past year and you were looking forward to spending Christmas with, but unfortunately you can't. But whatever your mind is on, I would like to give you some very simple truths this morning that will help you throughout the day, because let's be honest, Christmas Day, full of distractions, full of things going on, and it's hard to, sometimes it's very easy, should I say, to forget as you go through the day what we're actually celebrating about. So I just want to just give you some things to think about. Now, I want to talk to you about Jesus being the light. And one thing that we're not short of at Christmas are lights. We have lights everywhere. We have had lights coming up the stairs. We've got lights in the high street. We've got lights above us, lights behind. No doubt you'll have put lights around your tree, put lights in the nativity, put lights absolutely everywhere. In some places they gathered a crowd to turn on the lights this year. And they are absolutely everywhere. And I want to base this morning on what the Bible speaks about Jesus being the light. And I want to just bring a verse to you all. It's from John chapter 1, verse 9. It's a really simple verse. It says, "The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world." That's Christmas. About Jesus entering the world. And I want to break this down into three parts. I want to talk about the genuine light. Don't worry, there'll be very short points. The genuine light, the guiding light, and the giver of light. This is to help you throughout today to think upon these three things. Okay? The genuine light, the guiding light, the giver of light. First of all, light is a symbol of hope and goodness. It is a symbol of all things lovely. And just on the opposite of that, as darkness is always a symbol of things not good, of evil and death and fear. But Jesus has always been described as the light. And when Jesus is described as a light, it's saying that when Jesus comes, he brings joy, he brings peace, he brings hope, where against a backdrop of fear and death and destruction and things which aren't nice or right. So first thing is this, Jesus is the genuine light, okay? We know that when we're looking at light and speaking about the genuine light, one thing is not politically correct to say that there is an absolute here. But I'm going to say there is an absolute here. Okay, Jesus is the one and only true light. And I can say that with absolute confidence because the Bible says it. He is the genuine light, just like our verse says, the true light. The true light. The true light means the one and only genuine light. And Jesus is the light of the world. Now, some of you who are into art, not mentioning any names, Dan happens to be an art teacher. He'll be able to tell me about maybe one of them. I know one of them already, but I've forgotten the name of the artist. But this painting, don't worry, I'm not going to test it. That painting, old painting, very famous painting, and the let's see if we can get the other one up. That one, that is, I know that's a Rembrandt, okay? Forget the other one, but there are a number of paintings of the Nativity, and in a lot of these paintings, they always show Jesus as the source of illumination. You'll especially notice in the Rembrandt one that there is a lamp there. That's not the source of light in the painting. Jesus is the source of light. And it's in the other one behind that, Jesus is the source of light. And you'll find that in many paintings throughout history. And Jesus is the true light. He is the unattested, undisputed light of the world. And there are many religions, many philosophies, many beliefs that would say, no, we are the light, we are the way. But Jesus says, no, he is the true light. Jesus didn't say that he is a light. He didn't say that he is a way. But he said he is the true light. He is the way. He is the truth and he is the life. Okay, you can't get a brighter burning light more than Jesus. It's all the other philosophies, all the other religions compared to Jesus is like holding a tea light from downstairs against, have you ever heard of a magnetar? A magnetar is a collapse of a supernova. They found one a number of years ago, and it was so bright, this, I don't know what you'd call it, a star. It was just this huge, where two stars come together, and it produces such a bright light. They say it's only 10 miles across, but the brightness of it, they calculated that it was, let me get this right, 570 billion times brighter than the sun. They reckoned that if you were to get all the bright shining stars of our galaxy, put them together, this, which is only 10 miles across, would still outshine it by 20 times. It is a phenomenal brightness. But Jesus is brighter. Jesus is the true light. In all other beliefs and religions, when you hold it up against Jesus, it's like holding up a tea light against that magnetar. It doesn't even compare. Think about this startling truth today, that the birth of Jesus says very loud and clear that there is no other way to know God except through Jesus. You can only know God through Jesus because he is the true light, the genuine light. But he's also the guiding light. Okay, going back to our points. He is the guiding light. I recently bought a torch off eBay. It's, if you're interested, it's the Ritchu S2000. It's not the brightest torch in the world. It's fairly bright. They say it's got 2,000 lumens brightness. Okay, so it is fairly bright. You can, you know, it's good. It's quite bright in here, but you can still see it. I used this torch the other day when Ruth was coming down the garden path. I could shine it out. I was just testing the brightness, as you do, standing out in the rain, shining up in the sky, pretending it was a lightsaber. Actually, I wasn't going to mention that, but I just want to be honest with you. That's what I was doing. And then I thought, Ruth is coming down the garden path, and I thought, I'll shine it for her so she can see as she's coming down the garden path. Now, and it's also helpful for when you're looking for house numbers, you want to find a place, look, you can shine it out on the house numbers. It's useful for guiding. But we see in the Christmas story that Jesus is the guiding light. He is the only true guiding light. We see another example of a guiding light in the Christmas story, don't we? With the Magi following the star. And in this life, which is punctuated with so much pain and wickedness and suffering and illness and all those things, which is basically what we say the darkness, the true light came into our darkness to guide us to a life that we could receive, a life which included forgiveness, a life which included freedom. Jesus was the light. He shines out against that backdrop of darkness, and we can see, wow, there is hope, there is truth, there is joy. So Jesus is the guiding light. It says in Hebrews 2:14, because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as human beings could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil who had the power of death. You see, this is why Jesus came. And everything about Jesus, about God, is light. Everything. In fact, there's a verse that says this. 1 John 5. It says, God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. God is light. And so Jesus came as a guiding light. Now, if there were a fire here today, and we had a fire, practice fire alarm drill the other day, but if there were to be a fire today, and let's say the power is off or it was at night, what would happen is those lights above the door, they would shine really brightly. And the word exit would come with a little arrow. Basically, so that you could all get out of here safely. They're not connected to any power. They have their own power supply. And Jesus is exactly like that. Jesus came so that when we were in trouble, when we're in darkness, when we're suffering, when we're going through the bad stuff in life, when we're ashamed of the way we've lived and what the things that we've done, we can see that there is a way of forgiveness, a way of escape, a bright shining light. And Jesus says, come this way, come to me and receive forgiveness, receive joy, receive peace through me. He is our guiding light. But he is also the giver of light. Every person has an opportunity to receive light. God doesn't just say, I am the light, but he says to everyone, he says, I am the light, but you can become children of light. That's what the Bible describes, followers of Jesus, children of light. So if you're here this morning, you know Jesus is your Lord and Saviour. You can say, I'm a child of light. Now, I don't know how everyone's doing this Christmas Day morning. There's plenty of smiles on Christmas Day mornings, aren't there? Plenty of stuff, you know, excitement, things to get excited about. But also, Christmas morning, Christmas time can be a time when people try to push down those things, the sadness and the fear and the anxieties. They try to push them down. They don't want to remember those things. But I want you to know that the true light, the genuine light, wants to guide you into forgiveness and real joy and real peace only found in Jesus. Remember, okay, take this through today. Jesus came to save those who are all in darkness. And there are many here who know Jesus as the Lord and Saviour, and we were all in darkness. We were completely encased in it, bound by it. Shame and guilt and fear and just entrenched in sin and living your own life the way you want to do it, but never feeling completely satisfied, always wanting more, always desiring something else, trying to fill that God-shaped hole inside of you. But Jesus came as the true light. That's why there's Old Testament prophecies, hundreds of years before Jesus was born. One of them says this, and it didn't come out right because I got the font size wrong, obviously, but I can read it to you. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. Okay? Just read you that once again. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Remember, this is hundreds of years before Jesus came. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. It's talking about Jesus. That's why we celebrate Jesus. That's why we get joyful about Christmas, because a light has come. So throughout this day, wherever you see and whenever you see a light, think about Jesus. Think that Jesus is the true, genuine light. Think about how he is the giver of light. And also, just think how he is the genuine light, the giver of light. And I've completely messed up now, haven't I? And the giver of light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. Okay? So just take those thoughts, those three things with you today. And as you go throughout the day, have lots of fun, open lots of presents, enjoy your food, enjoy your friends, enjoy your family. But think about the true light that has changed everything. Amen? Amen. I think we're just going to end on just one carol to end with, and then we'll finish.
Let's stand, shall we?
Joyful and triumphant, O come, your only to Bethlehem. Come and behold it, whom the King of Angels.
Come, let us adore him.
Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. God of God, light of light, oh, he adores. Adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, sing on ye citizens of heaven. Glory to God in heaven. adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore in Christ the Lord. Lay on, we greet Thee on this happy morning, Jesus, to Thee be glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing.
Come, let us adore Him.
Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
Oh, come, let us adore.
Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
The light of the world. Lord, we were once in darkness, bumbling along life like bumbling up a path, Lord, but you came into our life and brought us light and your truth into our situations. You brought guidance where we had no way about the way forward. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, as we celebrate you this over this Christmas period, this holiday period, Lord God. Help us to dwell upon what you have done. Wonderful Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Great truth there. We don't know what's coming up to in life. And I think knowing that God is seen the way ahead, He's the true light, is a great encouragement to us. Thank you for everyone who has taken part in today. I appreciate that. And of course, today, Matt has even, it's great that he's put this sermon on, but it's also his birthday today, of course. Can't let that go by. So happy birthday, Matt. And, yes, please have a great day. If you've got any pencils or anything, if just leave them on the seats, we can collect those up. All right. Have a great Christmas. Take care.